But right now, we want to talk about Operation Christmas Child. Joining us are Cheryl and Susie from Operation Christmas Child here in this morning to chat with us. Ladies, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Now, Cheryl, you're with the Greater Detroit Area team for Operation Christmas Child. And tell us about what you guys have coming up and about Operation Christmas Child and this wonderful program that just serves children all around the world.
Okay, well, Operation Christmas Child is a project of Samaritan's Purse, and we collect shoeboxes that are filled with school supplies and hygiene items and toys, and most importantly, the gospel message. And they're delivered to children in need around the world. And, you know, most importantly, outside of the shoebox, there are carrying the gospel message, the hope and love of Jesus. And that's what I love so much about it. It's just a great opportunity to show God's love in a tangible way.
And you guys are part of the Greater Detroit Area team. What areas do you serve?
So the Greater Detroit Area team serves Wayne County, Washtenaw, Livingston, and Monroe counties in Michigan.
And we've had the privilege of talking with folks who from Operation Christmas Child, and talking with people who have received shoeboxes, and they get to share their story. And it is just, every story is so fascinating, and to hear their stories and to hear. And it is amazing how often their favorite item is a toothbrush. Mm. Yeah. I mean, almost every, you would think, oh, it's got to be, and it is, like, they love getting the soccer balls, they love getting the dolls and things like that. But how many of them say, it was so nice to have my own toothbrush and not have to share it with my five brothers and sisters, you know? I mean,
something we
take so for granted.
Yeah.
And they just make such a huge impact on them.
Some stories to share that you have heard or experienced through Operation Christmas Child.
Yes. Well, I recently had the privilege of going to Tanzania with Operation Christmas Child in June and was able to distribute shoeboxes. And one of the amazing things about Operation Christmas Child is we have national leadership teams in each of our countries that we distribute shoeboxes. And so sometimes people think that, you know, us from the states get to go over and distribute shoeboxes, but we have this amazing national leadership team who partners with local churches who we call our ministry partners. And these are godly men and women who are advancing God's kingdom and sharing the gospel, not only with children in their community, but the grandparents, the parents, and the fathers in the community as well. And I had the privilege to meet a little boy named Nathan at our first distribution. And Nathan was a 14-year-old boy, and he was taking care of all of the younger children in the church, making sure that they were comfortable, making sure that they were sitting quietly. Some of them were waiting quite a long time, and he was just caring for them and making sure that, you know, they knew that we were coming. And so as we were distributing shoeboxes, we always start with the younger ages first in the front rows, and we get to the end, and of course, Nathan is moving around as the shoeboxes are, and he's helping us. And we get to the end, and we didn't have a shoebox for Nathan. And so we were like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? We don't have a shoebox for Nathan. Well, it turns out we did have one in our car. But the wonderful thing that happened as Nathan was waiting for his shoebox to come is the children started sharing their gifts with Nathan. And you saw child after child take over a stuffed animal, take over a small toy. And so here are children that have never experienced the joy of a gift before. And their first instinct was to go and share that gift with Nathan. And it was just such a powerful moment to see these children just love on Nathan until he received his shoebox for the moment. And I think what we have to remember, and one of our Pastor Shadrach shared with us, is, you know, the shoebox isn't a simple gift. It's an extravagant gift. The shoebox opens doors for children to go to school. It opens doors for them to, of course, hear the gospel message for the first time, some of them, and to go deeper in their relationship of knowing who Jesus is and how they, in turn, can go and share the good news of him with others in their community.
And those are the stories you just hear. I mean, just so powerful.
Yes.
And the impact that these have. And you guys are having a shoebox packing party, because some people put together shoeboxes.
Right.
Other people will just donate toys or donate items, donate money for you to purchase. And then, of course, somebody's got to put all that together.
Right.
So tell us about this.
Well, okay. So this is about our maybe 12th year of having a packing party. It's just excitement to do this. We're packing. Our goal this year is 2,000 shoeboxes.
Wow.
People could bring a toy, a clothing item. There's so many ways that you can be involved in advancing the gospel. And I just think this is such a simple way for any one of us to take part in, you know, in spreading the good news of the gospel to people. It doesn't take much. We covet your prayers. That's probably the most important thing that you can do, first of all. And, you know, I know that there's people out there, there's ladies out there that might sew or knit or crochet and or just have a lot of extra yarn or material and are looking for something to do. And this is a way that you can put your gifts to work for the kingdom.
Just a great opportunity to help
just
out.
Just a great opportunity. Yep. You could also give our church a call. The phone number is 734-476-7749. And our church secretary can give you information on the event.
Ladies, thanks so much for coming in with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.